You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Manchester United players ever. Full stop. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Eric Jemba Jemba, so bad they named him twice, Marouane Fellaini or Wilfried Zaha. We are going to be focusing on the cream of the Red Devils' crop. So we're going to start from seven and we're going to work our way to the best player to ever play for Man United. At number seven, Mr. Roy Keane. His sharp tongue might often have been a bone of contention, but Roy Keane's demeanour on a football field always told its own story. The toughest of nuts to crack. He demanded excellence from everyone around him and more often than not had the leadership quality to coax the very best out of his team. A general as much as a footballer, Keane had the drive and fight that few others in the game could even hope to match. He left Old Trafford with 17 winners' medals and a whole heap of grudging respect from opponents across the football world. At number 6, Cristiano Ronaldo. He may have gone on to become one of the best two players in the world since signing for Real Madrid, but it was at Manchester United that CR7 laid the foundations for his superstardom. Arriving as a skinny kid with spangly, awful hair, the Portuguese star spent 6 years at Old Trafford dazzling United fans with amazing skill, fantastic finishing and thrilling pieces of play that live long in the memory. His 42-goal campaign in 07-08 led United to a domestic and European double and he remains a club idol 8 years on from his departure. Number 5, Eric Cantona. Did any player ever have as big an impact on a football club in so short a space of time? I ask you that question. Eric Cantona remains a Manchester United icon despite spending less than 5 years at Old Trafford. His effect on the team, desperately looking to end 26 years without a league title, was immediate, with his wonderful artistry in the final third, helping United to break down previous mental and physical barriers. His string of key goals in narrow wins helped the Reds overcome Newcastle to win the 1996 league title, and he won Premier League medals in all four of the seasons he ended on the pitch. Cantona had the style, he had the passion, the temperament and the grace of a maverick genius. That is why he is number 5. At number 4, Mr. Dennis Law. He may have been a finisher of outstanding quality, but in truth, he was far more complete a player than that. His ability on the ball was something to behold, boasting both the passing and dribbling of a top-of-the-range midfielder. Rightly regarded as perhaps the greatest Scottish footballer ever, Law remains the highest scorer in a single season for Manchester United thanks to his 46 goals in 1963-1964 season. One third of the famed Holy Trinity, Law was one of the icons of a wonderful decade for Manchester United. Second in that Holy Trinity, and at number 3 in our list, Mr. Georgie Best. George Best's ability on a football pitch was matched only by his appeal off it. If I'd been born ugly, you'd never heard of Pelé, the great Northern Irishman once joked, but it was a reflection of both the player he was and the player he simply could have been. With the technical ability most footballers could only dream of, Best was a sheer delight to watch. His 179 goals in 11 seasons at Old Trafford tell only a fraction of the story of Best's impact on the game and Old Trafford. At number 2, Ryan Giggs. He started as a fearless winger with pace to burn and ended almost a quarter of a century later as a midfield mainstay, a leader and a manager in the making. In between times, Ryan Giggs won a record 34 trophies, including 13 Premier League titles. His staying power in one of the greatest club sides of all time bears comparison with any player in football history, and his record of 963 United appearances is unlikely to ever be matched. He will undoubtedly be remembered best for that goal against Arsenal, which sent United on their way to the famous treble in 1999. He was a fantastic player, but he was not United's greatest player. That player was Sir Bobby Charlton. Just 16 months after making his United debut, Bobby Charlton lost 8 of his teammates in that Munich air tragedy, an experience that he still thinks about every single day. Yet he still went on to score 249 goals in 759 appearances for the club, which now goes hand in hand with his name. He became the epitome of United's struggle back to the top, thanks to his elegant style of play, his unmatched determination to succeed. He netted with great regularity as Sir Matt Busby went about rebuilding the club on the way to their 1968 European Cup triumph. To this day, Sir Bobby Charlton still remains a Manchester United legend, and that is why I have named him the best player to ever play for Man United.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.